joining us now here on Agriculture of America. We've had him on the show from time to time and had some great conversations catching up on agricultural issues that we see over in Europe that could have impacts on American agriculture, things like that. We always want to take a global focus of agriculture issues and talk about things. So great to have him back with us here today. Joining us now, Senior Policy Analyst for the Consumer Choice Center, Bill Wirtz is with us. Bill, it's good to catch up with you again, sir. How are you?
Thank you for having me back, Jesse. I appreciate it.
I'm sure you've been fairly busy with a lot of different things happening in Europe here as of late. We've seen some recent elections in the European Union, and of course, we've been following the farmer protests and things like that. Get us up to speed on what we saw come out of those elections, and did some of that farmer protest influence, did that work its way into some of the final election results here? Are we seeing some changes?
Well, the answer with many things, as is with many things in Europe, is it's a bit complicated. Now, the farmer protests were successful in the sense that they, in certain EU member states, in certain European countries, defeated bills and tax changes that were being planned. But they continued their protests because their aim was specific for those European elections. This means that in all 27 member states of the EU, we all went to vote for a new European Parliament. And the European Parliament is a key institution in deciding on a lot of those environmental regulations, agricultural regulations. So the message away to farmers was, don't forget about us. We're still here. And up until the last day before the elections, they were protesting, including on the border between France and Spain, where they were blocking border crossings in protest. Now, when we look at those election results, I think a lot of people had their headlines already written and just wanted to hit publish. There weren't really major changes. The new European Parliament looks a lot like the old European Parliament, but there's a few things to point out. Most notably, environmentalist political parties have really lost a lot of seats, and some of the more right-wing parties, specifically in Germany and France, have gained seats. And agriculture is certainly one of those issues, and that's something I'm also going to be writing about more this week in some of the publications that I publish in, is that agriculture made the frustrations that many citizens have with environmental policy in Europe palpable. Because this is a specific profession that is clearly overregulated and burdened by a lot of that regulation, and it made it clear to them. Because you know we have other things as well, like higher taxes and potential ban on petrol cars, on gas powered cars. But this issue, specifically farmers speaking out, made it so clear to voters, and you can see in the voting habits that citizens supported right wing and center right parties more, specifically those center right parties that said that they were listening to the farmers and were going to make major changes after this election.
So in kind of summation there, maybe not as sweeping of changes as was initially reported, but thinking about this, it sounds like we've been following along with this for quite some time, at least that farmers' voices getting heard and also they're making their own voices heard at the polls, Bill.
They certainly do. And now there's a new government in the Netherlands and the farmer citizen movement is part of that government. We're still hearing some of the ministers coming out. I'm pretty certain the agricultural portfolio will be given to the farmer citizens movement in the Netherlands. And that means that on an institutional level, you can't really pass sweeping changes to agricultural policy without taking the Netherlands on board. And this is pervasive across the European Union. A lot of people have changed their tune. In 2019, it was all about environmental policy. The farmers have to do more. We'll set the targets and they'll have to figure out how they get there. We're going to ban 50% of all the pesticides and we're going to slash all the fertilizer use and you can figure out how to do that. We're really far away from that now in 2024. We're going to get a new European Commission, a new people in charge of the executive. And it seems to me that a lot of the focus is going to be on what they I mean, in Europe, we don't call it deregulation. We usually find a more soothing word for it. So their word now is simplification. So the common agricultural policy, the subsidy scheme, has already been simplified. If you have a small farm, they won't send somebody to check up on all the environmental rules every other week. So they already made that a lot easier. They made it less conditional on environmental rules. So a lot of simplification is already coming in. And I expect that the moment we have a new European Commission starting in September, that we're going to see a lot, an ease of agriculture policy. I don't have a glass ball. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I feel that the political fear that was sparked by those farmer protests has now been ingrained in lawmakers, and they're going to tread a lot more carefully.
We're talking with Bill Wirtz, the senior policy analyst at the Consumer Choice Center, here today on AOA, and you're thinking about that, and maybe seeing some of those changes in policy. Obviously, we think about the European Green Deal, and I know you were kind of referring to that a little bit in that last question and answer there. I think about comparing that with what we're seeing in America right now. Of course, a lot of talk about sustainability and climate smart ag, and a lot of this new regulation coming down from the current administration, things like that. I guess let me frame this up as, what can American farmers take away from what we have been continually seeing in Europe, and maybe apply it to their thinking about some of the things that are happening here in the U.S.? Thoughts on that, Bill?
Certainly, I have thoughts on that. I mean, it's usually Americans are always ahead in terms of innovation and new rules and new ideas compared to Europe. But this one, not only are we ahead, we also made all the bad experiences already. So let me give you a practical example. So Vermont recently debated Bill H706. This is an initiative that wants to ban the use of neonics in Vermont agriculture. This follows New York State, which already did that by 2029 in New York. If you're in the agricultural sector, you won't be able to use neonics anymore. Of course, that's still a long way to go, and maybe there will be changes to that. Vermont wanted to follow the New York example. And what was so interesting to me is that in the bill, one of the justifications for this rule is that it already exists in the European Union. And that gave me pause, because when they asked me to testify in the Senate Committee on Agriculture in Vermont, I said, I mean, that is true. It is banned in the European Union and also in Quebec. But the experiences are very different. I mean, Quebec deals with that problem by giving farmers significantly more subsidies than American farmers get, essentially just spending your way out of it. And, you know, a lot of farmers will say, okay, well, if it's offset by a lot of subsidies, then fair enough. Okay, well, I can keep the business alive that way. And in Europe, farmers have been continuously asking for exemptions and have received them on multiple occasions. In 2020, French beetroot farmers were at the verge of collapse, and they got a 3-year exemption on using neonics. And so it seems that in Vermont, they have been sort of been in this silo where they think that, you know, they're doing something good for the bees, and I can see their ambition there. But actually, when you look at the U.S. census data, bee populations have actually been increasing in the United States. So I don't read, including in Vermont. So I don't really see what the big issue there is. It's EPA approved, and much like Europe, it seems that the United States, on a more local level, is trying to replicate this model of stigmatizing against specific crop protection chemicals that farmers do need and use responsibly. And no farmer uses a specific pesticide because they want to enrich a chemicals company. They use it to protect their crops, and they use it in just about the dosage that is necessary to do that. So we've had some bad experiences with this in Europe, and unfortunately, it seems that lawmakers in the United States now want to try the same experiment. So I think the message to farmers is stay watchful. Maybe it's not really the time yet to bring the tractors out in front of the Capitol building, but I think keeping an eye on those pieces of legislation and how they move about and how the conversation is being made, is the conversation being had with farmers in those with legislators, with lawmakers, or not? And getting your foot in the door and writing to your elected members to, you know, make them aware on what you're actually doing in your profession, because a lot of lawmakers seem to have a very isolated view on agriculture.
I couldn't agree more. And I think just to sum this all up, obviously, with all of the various elections going on around the world this year, Bill, I think the most elections ever in one year. As we know, things can change when new folks are elected, but still with the amount of regulation and everything else out there impacting agriculture. To your point, just got to stay on our toes and keep an eye on things, don't we, Bill?
Certainly. I think it was a former U.S. president who said elections have consequences. And I think a lot of lawmakers have found that out now in Europe and may also find that out in the United States as well. So, yeah, definitely. Keeping a watchful eye on those bills.
Well, Bill, great to catch up with you again. I know you mentioned this earlier. You have a lot of different pieces that you write and share frequently, podcasts you host and more. Where can folks kind of stay up to date with some of your latest work and more of the things you do with the Consumer Choice Center?
Absolutely. They can go on consumerchoicecenter.org. They can also follow Consumer Choice Center on X and myself at Wirtz, W-I-R-T-Z, Bill, where they can find all writing and the latest updates and tweet threads and angry tweet threads are some of the legislations that I find are very ill advised to implement. So they can follow me there and find out more.
Fantastic. Can we call them angry tweet threads still, or do we have to call them angry X threads?
It doesn't have the same ring to it, but I'm still getting used to it.
I am too. Well, with that, we'll wrap it up. Thanks for joining us, senior policy analyst for the Consumer Choice Center, Bill Wirtz. Thanks for being with us on AOA. Bill, have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too. Thanks for having me.